Welcome to Gospel Tangents. I'm your host, Rick Bennett. Please consider donating or purchasing a transcript by going to our website, gospeltangents.com/shop. You'll help support other documentaries and podcasts such as this. Dr. Brian Hales has written a comprehensive history of Joseph Smith's polygamy. In this episode, I'll ask him about Dr. Mark Staker's claim that Black Pete may have been responsible for introducing polygamy into the Kirtland period. I'll also ask Dr. Brian Hales if there are differences in biblical polygamy and Doctrine and Covenants 132. Check out our conversation. In your book, you've got a three-volume set, I guess I should say. And one of the other things that I wanted to talk about was I had an interview with Dr. Mark Staker. I don't know if you were able to watch those interviews.
Just a part of it.
Okay, so in one of those interviews with Dr. Mark Staker, he really surprised me. When he said that he thought that Black Pete was the first Black Mormon into the church, baptized just about 6 months after, may have introduced polygamy to Kirtland, which kind of blew my mind. I'd never heard that before. And I wanted to, you're kind of an expert on the Kirtland era polygamy and that as well. I wanted to get your opinion on that point.
Do you know Mark, who is a remarkable scholar? And you don't dismiss anything that someone who's done his level of research comes up with. You don't dismiss it just out of hand. You want to entertain it and see how it fits with the other building blocks. But Mark and I have actually exchanged emails and had conversations, and we actually have some disagreements on a number of points.
Okay.
I am aware of this from your podcast, and I think that Joseph Smith didn't need Black Pete to introduce him to polygamy, the idea. We see this all the time with say, the Book of Mormon. The critics will say, well, Joseph got this idea of Noah in Mosiah. Noah is actually, this person in Joseph's life, and they'll try to draw these parallels and things. And it's interesting talk, but I don't think it's all that necessary. I mean, Joseph knew the Old Testament. He knew Abraham had more than one wife and Jacob. So why would we need to think that it was Black Pete that was actually introducing this in a very real way, especially when Joseph wasn't supportive of so much that was going on when he first arrived down there and the types of spiritual experiences that they were expressing in their church meetings and things like that. So I'm a little dubious on that, but I just applaud Mark. I say go forward and let us know. The timeline lines up pretty well with Joseph having been translating the Old Testament, particularly the discussion about the patriarchs who were polygamists in 1831, when we also have them talking about marrying Lamanites, if we believe W.W. Phelps's revelation that he recounted decades later. So I think the chronology of him actually bringing up the question as he's translating fits the evidence a little bit better. But with Mark Staker, he may have other evidence I haven't seen, and we'll just have to wait for it.
Yeah. So. Well, Mark did admit that it was more of a circumstantial case, so not strong evidence, but, he said Black Pete was seen as an Indian, which he's Black, but whatever. He said early in the Mormon church, they said, well, you're Black. You must know what Indians are all about. And so that's kind of how it started, and, Indians are polygynous. And so he thought, maybe that might have been something. So anyway, interesting thought I'd never heard before. But let's go back to that timeline, because Black Pete, the record only shows him from about 1830 to 1831, which is this time period. If you read section 132 in the Doctrine and Covenants, it says that portions of the revelation may have been received as early as then. Mark said, well, it could have been Black Pete that maybe tried to influence polygamy among the Kirtland saints, and that may have been why Joseph turned to the Bible and looked at polygamy in Abraham, as you mentioned. So my question is, well, there's a few questions. One of the interesting things, and I'm just going to reveal my opinion, polygamy is one of the most difficult topics for me to wrestle with theologically. And as we look at, let's talk about Doctrine and Covenants 132, it says in there that God gave Abraham the wives. It seems to me, if Joseph Smith is translating the book of Genesis, or retranslating it, and he made some changes in the book of Genesis, it's if you read that story in Genesis, it seems pretty clear that it wasn't God. It was Sarah that said, Abraham, why don't you take Hagar? And so, Michael, it seems to me, if Joseph Smith's translating that, wouldn't there have been maybe a revelation there, or a Joseph Smith translation? He leaves that story basically unchanged. Do you have any comments on that?
There's at least a couple of ways that that could be interpreted, at least in my view. There are people who say Joseph knew all of Section 132 in 1831. I'm not one who believes that at all. I believe that he may have learned in 1831 that plural marriage was a correct principle. And that's kind of the language some of the brethren use, that he learned it was a correct principle. In other words, Abraham wasn't sinning or transgressing by practicing polygamy. The Bible does not teach anything about whether polygamy is good or bad. All we know is that Abraham practiced it, and Abraham was a friend of God. You know, we can get that from the scriptures. So Joseph may have just gone with this question about is this a valid practice? What was the second question?
Joseph Smith translation leaves the biblical story unchanged, but in DNC 132 it says God gave the wives.
The other thing is that in the Bible there's nobody commanded to practice polygamy ever. But we have in Section 132 that Abraham was commanded by God to give Hagar, to marry Hagar. And so I don't think Joseph knew any of this in 1831. If we follow Joseph's teachings, even on something like eternal marriage, we find a hint of it in 1835. But still, there's nothing there. And I'm not sure, and I think Mark would disagree with me on this, Mark Staker, but I don't think Joseph was fully apprised of the authority and what it could do that he received in the temple on April 3rd, 1836 from Elijah and Moses and Elias. I honestly am not sure he understood that authority until maybe some years later. But that's speculation on my part. We certainly don't have him teaching anything about plural marriage or eternal marriage until we get into Nauvoo in the late 1840s. I'm sorry, late 1840, early 1841.
Okay.
So did I cover that?
Well, so I guess my question is, as far as 132 and Genesis, does it seem to you that there's a difference among those two scriptures as far as whether God commanded Hagar to be a plural wife or whether Sarah was totally responsible?
And because the Genesis, even the Joseph Smith translation, states
that story
Sarah
unchanged.
Was the driver and not God through Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
I believe all of these principles came to Joseph line upon line, precept on precept. And some of the exciting things that are happening down at BYU, Tom Wayman and others, are looking at the Joseph Smith translation very carefully and discovering that it really shouldn't be thought of as actual scripture in and of itself, that it was a chance for Joseph to expand upon the text and to make the Bible text correspond with the theology that he was receiving through revelations or through communications he, you know, portrayed to be from God. And so for me to see the JST Genesis and that it doesn't necessarily say what comes in 1843 doesn't surprise me because of the line upon line, precept on precept process.
Okay. I hope you enjoyed our discussion with Dr. Brian Hales about polygamy. In our next conversation, we'll talk about the earliest rumors of polygamy in Kirtland. Some claim it didn't happen until 1838, but Dr. Mark Staker said it may have happened as early as 1831. What does Dr. Brian Hales believe about this?
The first accusation against the Latter-day Saints, they weren't called that then, against the Mormons, the Mormonites, that they were that they had embraced some alternate form of marriage came in 1831. Mm. It was in conjunction with the law of consecration. And it was basically that not only do they share everything, they share their wives. That was the accusation that came up.
Click here to subscribe, click here for a transcript, and over here you'll see some other videos that we've done here on YouTube. We hope you'll use this as a valuable resource to learn more about Mormon history.